This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As I was preparing the last program, I was reminded of an incident that happened some time ago. I was preaching on the subject of caring for one another and praying for one another. We're encouraged to do this in a number of places in God's Word. Hebrews 3:13 says, "Encourage one another daily." In John 13:34, Jesus says, "Love one another." We are to carry each other's burdens, according to Galatians 6:2. And in James 5:16, we are encouraged to pray for each other. During the message, I suggested we stop and take some time to share a burden or request with the one sitting next to us, and then pray for each other. As the congregation started doing this, I noticed a young boy sitting by himself on the front pew. I thought of just praying for him, but then was nudged by God to go down and sit beside him, lean down and ask him if he had a concern that I could pray for. After a brief moment, he shared with obvious emotion, "Yes, my mom was taken to the hospital this morning, and I don't want her to be hurt." After praying with him for his mom, I hugged him. Then, as I went up to the pulpit, I thought, if we had not stopped to share our burdens and pray for each other, he could have come, sat through a service, and left carrying his burden without anyone knowing about his situation or caring enough to pray for him and his mom. How tragic that would have been, and how far from meaningful Christianity our church experience would have been that Sunday morning. Yes, though I am free from all men, I make myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. If this series has been helpful to you, I'd like to hear from you. Write me, Lud Golds@outlook.com.